Welcome to this bonus episode of the Eden Podcast. I'm Bruce C.E. Fleming. How are we doing? Would you say we are true to our calling? We've just released our latest blog post, and it's a doozy. We are now talking about no longer the True 316 Project, but the True 316 Foundation. How are we doing? Well, here we go. Early steps in organizing the True 316 Foundation. Are we incorporated in the state of Minnesota, in the United States? Yes. And our lawyer, Pat Mazzarol of the Veritage Law Group, has submitted our application to the IRS to be recognized as a 501c3. We're looking forward to receiving news about that soon. Our bank accounts are up and running. Donations by check can be sent to True 316 Foundation. And here's the address. Well, it's an early morning here in the studio. Pardon my frog in my throat. I want to get that out address to you. True 316 Foundation, 6122 Elliott Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55417. 6122 Elliott Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55417. Your donation will help jumpstart our operations as the foundation. Who do we turn to? Mimi, we met from Virginia, is our first part-time staff member. She's in charge of the Eden workshops. Mimi has already led three of these small group discussion cohorts on Zoom. Eight sessions are packed into an exciting two-week intensive package. Students from coast to coast have participated already in the Eden workshop on Genesis 2 to 3 and in the Beyond Eden workshop on Ephesians 5 and 6. The feedback is all we had prayed for. For example, I'm finally grasping the meaning of these wonderful passages. And I'm getting to ask those questions I never got answers for. Textbooks are the books from the Eden book series, starting with the Book of Eden, Genesis 2 to 3. We've enjoyed receiving selfies sent in by our students. You can contact Mimi with her new email, mimi@true316.com, or learn more about the next workshops. Well, just go to true316.com, and there's a pop-up there that'll take you to the workshops. The production of on-demand courses will be of the next. Okay, now I just wrote this blog post and I'm having, I left out a word. There. The production of the next on-demand courses will be delayed. I was saddened when I was informed that a $10,000 pledge to True 316 Foundation would not be fulfilled. We rejoiced at the donor's seed gift of $1,000 from the 10, even before we had officially organized. Due to reverses, they informed me they were not able to send in the remaining $9,000. I know, you don't do things based on pledges. You wait until you have the gifts in hand. But I had engaged Jessica Nagy, who had produced the Eden course, Genesis 2 to 3, to produce the next one, the Beyond Eden course, Ephesians 5 to 6, and the remaining two courses on 1 Timothy and 1 Corinthians. But with this funding falling through, I had to inform Jessica we're not able at present to engage her to produce the additional videos, quizzes, and links. In the meantime, we're looking for ways to get the word out that the Eden course is available. You can learn more or purchase it now by going to theedencourse.com. My assuming work as executive director of the foundation has also been delayed. I had hoped to take up duties in contacting Bible translators and in directing the budding educational ministries of the True 316 Foundation. For now, I continue to donate my time in producing podcasts, books, and the like, but this is a frustratingly slow time. Book 3 in the Eden book series is coming soon. It is entitled Back to Eden, 1 Timothy 2:8 to 3:16, and is subtitled Corrected and Restored by Jesus, the Faithful Word. Joanne Hagemeyer, co-host of seasons 6 to 9 on the Eden podcast, and I are putting the finishing edits on book 3 of the Eden book series. It will be available and none too soon for those who are confused by this passage in 1 Timothy. The next book in the series will again demonstrate that when Genesis 3:16 becomes clear, the other passages become clear too. If you would like an autographed first edition copy of book 3 when it comes out, a copy can be yours for a gift of $100 to the True 316 Foundation. And how do I explain to you what the link is? There is a link. Go to the blog post. It's a long, complicated link. I can't read it here, but go to true316.com/blog and come down in the blog post, and you'll see that there's a button that says link here. And please press that link, and we'll get a book out to you as soon as the book comes out. Season 9 is going to complete the teaching cycle. The Eden Podcast delivers a fully rounded education on the 7 key Bible passages on women and men. And we are now releasing the middle episodes of our Season 9 on the Eden Podcast. These episodes feature discussions focusing on the confusing translation of 1 Corinthians 11, 2-16, 1 Corinthians 14, 34-40, and 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1-7. On seasons 1-4, we give the basic teaching content of our curriculum on Genesis 3:16 and the 7 related key Bible passages on women and men. On seasons 6-9, Joanne Hagemeyer joins me, and we use a question and answer format to discuss these same passages and take our listeners to a deeper understanding. Oh, look, save the date, will you? It's coming up before you know it. True 316 Day. Mark it down. The evening of Thursday, March 16, 2023, will be the public launch of the True 316 Foundation. Your presence is requested. We will have special speakers live and on video. Mimi, we met, who leads the Eden Workshop Zoom small groups, is also an event planner. We're looking to her for a well-planned event. We have reserved a lovely venue in Plymouth, Minnesota for the occasion. You can register your reservation with Mimi at true316.com. We are working to true the verse of Genesis 3:16 in our modern translations. Because in the Hebrew text, God didn't curse Eve or Adam or limit woman in any way. If you can help get the word out, mail your donation to True 316 Foundation. Here's the address, 6122 Elliott Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55417.